Chili, you made the right call. We had, you know, it's summer. Capital Broadcasting occasionally does some fun stuff for us. Ice cream truck showed up, and I got this thing called a Cookie Monster. Hot Fudge Sundae, Oreo cookies, whipped cream. It was really delicious. Should I have had that 10 minutes before the show? No. Sleepy time. You, on the other hand, the correct choice. You had your coffee.
I did.
You're good to go.
Yeah, it's pop, it's showtime.
So if you don't mind me, I'm going to go take a nap.
Perfect.
Thanks to the Sundae. Now you can just go ahead and, you know, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can go Vince Scully the entire time. Just give a monologue, tell some stories, things like that. Vince Scully passed away. He was 94 years old, longtime broadcaster, most associated with the Dodgers, obviously, but he'd done football, national broadcasts, et cetera. And he died on Tuesday at age 94. His last broadcast, his final broadcast, was in 2016 at the end of the Dodgers season. Actually happened to be on the road, I think it was against the Giants when it was all said and done. But with Scully, he's associated with so many famous calls. You know, when you do the greatest calls in sports history, you can do an entire subcategory about Vin Scully and be completely satisfied and assume that those were all the greatest calls in sports, because he had an uncanny ability to weave in stories while doing play-by-play, and the most important aspect of play-by-play at his level, knowing how to get out of the way and let the moment take over.
There was a simplicity to his delivery. There was an elegance to his words, and it was truly a mastery of the ability to let a moment breathe, all right? But also, Joe, let's go to one that had to have been emotional for him. Mm-hmm. He was the voice of the Dodgers, all right? 1988, they're in the World Series. It's only game one. So while they did win the World Series by Kirk Gibson hitting the home run.
I'm glad you brought that up, because in a lot of cases, you know, you only see the iconic moment, right?
Yes.
And if you didn't know any better, you would think that Kirk Gibson's home run, the Dodgers were down 2-3?
They were down 3-2. They were just two outs.
Two outs in the ninth. Yeah. And you would think.
And Gibson, who was the MVP of the National League that year, mm-hmm. had come over from the Tigers, had already led the Tigers to a World Series,
yeah.
had just an outstanding season, as did Oral Hershiser. They vanquished the Mets. This was really the death rattle of the Mets in the NLCS. And the A's had been the team.
They were the team.
McGuire and Canseco, they were the favorite, prohibitive favorites.
And Dennis Eckersley was on the mound.
The Eck was the closer, one of the all-time yes. great closers. And what people will remember is the call of the actual home run, right? Which, you know, he merely gives you the high fly ball into right field. And then he doesn't say a word for 67 seconds, mm-hmm. all right? Which had been his pattern at that time, to let moments breathe, to let the fans appreciate the moment, and for the viewer at home to try to experience like you were at home. But Victoria, if you go to the last clip where he talks about, it starts with any year that has been, I want you to try to understand this as someone who wrote on Deadline for 24 years, and still does, obviously. And I'm not comparing myself to Vin Scully, but Colton Tudor had this mastery of the English language.
Yeah, Colton Tudor, longtime columnist.
And had this ability to deliver on a deadline, mm-hmm. okay? Do you know how hard that is in a moment to come up with the right words? Do you know how hard it would be for Vin Scully in this moment where you are emotional because the team that you care about and who employs you makes this unbelievably historic moment? And after letting this thing breathe for 67 full seconds, this is what he comes up with on the fly, in the moment.
In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
That's poetry.
It really is.
I mean, to be able to have the command
yeah.
of the English language in that way, right? We can talk about, it's a high fly ball in the right field. We could talk about, and the ball goes through Buckner's legs. Those are all amazing calls.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that when you think about great moments in NFL history, you go back to the 1982 NFC Championship game. And it is the dawn of Bill Walsh and Joe Montana really taking over the NFL. And we don't really understand that without going back through the lens of knowing what was going to happen. That the 49ers would win 4 Super Bowls, that Joe Montana would never lose mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl, right? That Bill Walsh would basically recreate what we know of in the modern NFL. He is the father of the modern NFL. And again, people will remember the end call of this where Vin Scully says, Dwight Clark is 6 foot four, but to these fans, he's 10 feet tall. That's a great line. But if you go to the setup of this call, the beginning of this call, when he's sitting here in the middle of this game, this intense moment, this incredible moment, he's about to set the stage for history in a way that you're going, no human should be able to do this. Which brings me back to a great line from Colton Tudor from the playoffs, the hockey playoffs in 2002. You'll remember it was the Canadians, it was the Maple Leafs and the Canadians that the Hurricanes played in the first two rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a thing going on with the American National Anthem and the Canadian National Anthem. And I think it was Chip Alexander who asked Toot, he goes, well, which anthem is better, Toot? You know, the Star Spangled Banner or O Canada? And Tudor goes, hey, man, O Canada's nice, but that guy was like sitting under a maple tree and enjoying his day. Frankie Scott Key was dodging bullets when he had to write his. And that's what I think of with Vin Scully. Having to dodge those bullets in those historic moments, he always delivered.
Yeah.
This is from 82. This is from the football game. We now remember it as the catch. But the setup from Vin Scully in that moment is impeccable.
6 yard line. Tom Landry is 6 yards away from his sixth Super Bowl. And of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark! It's a madhouse at Candlestick with 51 seconds left. Dwight Clark is 6'4". He stands about 10 feet tall in this crowd's estimation.
There's 6 yards to Pontiac.
Yards to Pontiac.
That's an unbelievable line. That's an unbelievable mastery and command of the English language. And in such a way that truly, we love to say, oh, it'll never be duplicated. Man.
No, there's no way.
They broke the mold with Vin Scully.
It's not possible because this is the guy who was doing play-by-play going all the way back to when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah, he's 24.
Did his first World Series. That's how long he's been doing this. When you're doing play-by-play for 7 decades, you are it. And there's nobody that's going to be like you after that. And every broadcaster's had some sort of flub, right? I mean, hell, I have one every day. But play-by-play, there'll always be a moment where, like, you know, something gets screwed up or there's like some sort of outtake or whatever it is and it gets out there, right? Scully didn't have any of these. Vin Scully, who passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Victoria, I put the link to the clip. It's a SoundCloud clip, if you can pull that up. Look, there's a general rule in broadcasting, or really a general rule anytime in media. Never bring up Hitler. I really don't know how else to put it other than it's probably in your best interest as a broadcaster to never invoke the name Hitler. Okay, because it's gonna lead to something bad. Even like I forgot which coach it was. It was a football coach who actually was having a technical conversation about war strategy, and he brought up a Nazi general, and it was a factual conversation.
Right.
He offered no opinion other just bringing up, yeah, when this general did XYZ strategy. Which, if you're a historian and you study World War II, those are things that come up. But he even got heat for it because you cannot bring this up. There's only one broadcaster who can bring up Hitler in a way that you go, oh, okay, that's funny. So here's Vin Scully years ago, just going through some birthdays. Listen carefully.
On a day marked by a couple of birthdays, Don Mattingly, 53 years old today, Dennis Gilbert, who does some scouting for the Chicago White Sox, he's celebrating a birthday today, sitting behind home plate, as he always does. There's one other birthday that nobody talks about, as Trumbo fouls it back. Today is also Adolf Hitler's birthday. Tui. Tui again. No score in the third. Trumbo.
Moving on. He just kind of casually puts in the play-by-play. But yeah, brings up his birthday, faux spits, and keeps it moving. Who else can do that? but Vin Scully, who passed away yesterday at the age of 94. Baseball is play-by-play is hard, okay? And this is one of those things that when I started getting into this business and thinking about radio, people would bring up, well, have you thought about play-by-play? And I always say, no. I don't think people understand how hard and how there's a different set of skills necessary for play-by-play. Incredibly difficult job. I would say it's actually the hardest job in all of broadcasting. Not being an anchor, not doing what we do, but actually doing play-by-play is the hardest job in broadcasting.
Doing it well, yes.
Doing it well. And Vin Scully was a master at it. And I've always, it's always been explained to me that doing baseball play-by-play is almost like the Rosetta Stone for all play-by-play.